Meditation 4.4.2. Awareness of Death Meditation. The uncertainty of the time of death. Let us begin our meditation. As preparation, sit in a comfortable position, with your back straight and let your body relax. Spend some time letting your mind settle down in the present moment. Let go of thoughts of the past and future. Make the decision to keep your mind focused on the meditation topic for the duration of the meditation session. Motivation. When your mind is calm and settled in the present, generate a positive motivation for doing the meditation. For example, you can think, "May this meditation help bring about greater peace and happiness for all beings." Or, "May this meditation be a cause for me to become enlightened so that I can help all beings become free of suffering and become enlightened as well." You might like to pause the recording to recite some of the prayers. Then, with your mind relaxed but fully concentrated, contemplate the following points, bringing in your own experiences and insights, as well as things you have heard or read. Try to feel every point deeply. Remember, if at any time during the session you reach a strong, intuitive experience of the point you are examining, hold the feeling with your attention as long as possible. We begin. The uncertainty of the time of death. By contemplating the first three points in the inevitability of death section, you come to accept that you are definitely going to die. But you might think that death is not going to happen for a long time. Why do you think this way? Is there any way you can know for sure when death will happen? Contemplate the following three points to get a sense of how the time of death is completely uncertain and unknown. Point 4. Human life expectancy is uncertain. If human beings died at a specific age, say 88, we would have plenty of time and space to prepare for death. But there is no such certainty, and death catches most of us by surprise. Life can end at any point, at birth, in childhood, in adolescence, at the age of 22 or 35, or 50 or 94. Think of examples of people you knew or have heard of who died before they reached the age you are at now. Being young and healthy is no guarantee that a person will live a long time. Children sometimes die before their parents. Healthy people can die before those who are suffering from a terminal illness, such as cancer. We can hope to live until we are 70 or 80, but we cannot be certain of doing so. We cannot be certain that we will not die later today. It is very difficult to feel convinced that death could happen at any moment. We tend to feel that since we've survived so far, our continuation is secure. But thousands of people die every day and few of them expected to. Generate a strong feeling of the complete uncertainty of your own time of death. How there is no guarantee that you have long to live. Point 5. There are many causes of death. There are many ways that death happens to people. Sometimes it happens from external causes, including natural disasters such as earthquakes, floods, and volcanic eruptions, or accidents such as car or plane crashes. People can also be killed by other people, murderers or terrorists. Semicolon spouse or relations. Or by dangerous animals or poisonous insects. Death can also happen due to internal causes. There are hundreds of different diseases that can rob us of our health and lead to death. There are also cases of people who are not ill, but something goes wrong in their bodies and they suddenly die, in their sleep or while walking around. And then there is old age. No one is safe from that. Even things that normally support life can become the cause of death. Age, food is something we need in order to stay alive, but it can sometimes lead to death, as when people over or under eat. Or eat contaminated food. Medicine normally supports life, but people sometimes die because they took the wrong medicine or the wrong dose. Houses and apartments enable us to live comfortably, but they sometimes catch fire or collapse, killing the people inside. People die in their sleep, in the womb, coming home from work, going to school, on the playing field, cooking dinner. Death can occur at any time, in any situation. Bring to mind cases of people you know or have heard of who have died, and think of how they died. Think that any of these things could happen to you as well. Point 6. The human body is very fragile. Our human body is very vulnerable. It can be injured or struck down by illness so easily. Within minutes, it can change from being strong and active to being helplessly weak and full of pain. Right now you might feel healthy, energetic and secure. But something as small as a virus, or as insignificant as a bee sting, could drain your strength and lead to your death. Think about this. Recall the times you have hurt or injured your body, and how easily it could happen again and even cause your death. Your body won't last forever. In the course of your life, you might manage to avoid illness and accidents, but the years will eventually overtake you. Your body will degenerate, lose its strength, beauty and vitality, and die. By meditating on this second set of 3 points, we develop the determination to begin our work of mind transformation right now, because the future is so uncertain.